one of the biggest dangers in these types of events. And that proved to be true in this tragic circumstance that happened when many people were going to bed. Many people were caught off guard. The flames came quickly. They came violently. And to add on top of that, many of the residents here are elderly. They are disabled.
Investigators are trying to determine what caused the deadly blaze. The firefighters union says inadequate staffing hindered their response. President Trump's threatened Brazil with a massive import tax. Ryan Cummings with the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research says the 50% tariff could cause coffee prices to rise within about 3 months.
If demand decreases, if people don't think the tariffs are actually serious, you probably won't see a whole lot, depending on the transition risk. But, you know, definitely it'll be noticeable. Between, you know, I'd say a few cents to, you know, 30 cents somewhere in there, a nickel to 30 cents.
The Department of Defense has awarded contracts to various companies for artificial intelligence development. Technology contributor Ian Schur with details.
The DOD says that its contracts with Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, and XAI have a $200 million ceiling for each of them, which effectively says that they see the opportunity with these AIs, but also leaving open the possibility that some of them may not work out.
A group of farm workers in L.A. are calling for a nationwide 3-day strike to protest the Trump administration's immigration raids. Here's correspondent Nydia Cavazos.
This call is important because it comes amid the largest harvest season of the year for California. And as we know, California is the largest agricultural state in the country. And so there's a significant or potential for a significant economic impact here.
Do you think you're getting paid fairly at your job? A new report by PayScale found that 41% of employees say they have no idea how their pay is determined. And Lulu Cycli tells us
93% of employers believe that their employees trust their pay decisions. But we found that only 2/3, so around 69%, report trusting their employer's pay decision.
She says about 1 in 5 employees ask AI assistants or look to social media to see if they are getting a fair wage or not. But PayScale says that might distort their expectations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Someone stole from Beyonce.
Five hard drives with watermarked music, some unreleased music, footage plans for the show, and past and future set lists were taken from a 2024 Jeep Wagoneer that was being driven by Beyonce's choreographer. A police report says the vehicle, which was being rented, was in a parking deck by the Krogh Street Market, a popular spot near downtown Atlanta. The choreographer, Christopher Grant, and DeAndre Blue, one of Beyonce's dancers, told police that when they came back to the car about an hour after parking it, the trunk window had been damaged and 2 suitcases were stolen. Matt Piper, CBS News.
We'll move over Tinder and Bumble. A new dating app aims to hook up single adults who love Snow White, Mickey, Goofy, and all things Disney. The developer made the announcement on TikTok.
My name is Joe. I am one of the developers of Single Riders.
Single Riders is still in the testing phase right now, but he says they hope to launch it soon. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and upper 60s for the overnight with a light breeze. Sunshine for your Tuesday with highs in the mid and upper 80s. South winds will continue. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night. A chance of showers and storms as we head into Wednesday. It's 69 at our studios.
WRJN. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Because all of your hope is gone and your life is finished.
Rise. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
The jackknife has old Maggie Heap, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heap, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bed just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Parts of the East Coast got hit with heavy rain, which caused flash floods in Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. CBS's Dick Brennan is in Scotch Plains.
The raging floodwaters raced through Scotch Plains, stranding drivers all over who were trapped as the tide got higher.
I was driving back in the middle of the street. The water was right here.
In the car, up to you.
In the car. So.
And then what happened?
And the guys, they came here and rescued.
Intense rainfall caused the Greenbrook River in the Watchung Reserve to overflow. Authorities had to launch boats into the streets.
Investigators in Fall River, Massachusetts are trying to determine the cause of a fire that swept through an assisted living facility, killing 9 people on Sunday night. Correspondent Tom Hansen is there.
It wasn't just the flames, it was also the smoke. The fire chief here tells us that presented one of the biggest dangers for the people inside. And when you factor in that many of the residents were elderly and disabled, getting out on their own was nearly impossible.
At least 30 people were hurt. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out today. Business reporter Jason Brooks with what to expect.
The market consensus is expecting inflation to rise 2.6% from a year earlier, warming up from the 2.4% gain in the May CPI reading. With the core rate factoring out food and gas prices, and of particular focus for the Federal Reserve, is projected to rise 3% following a 2.8% gain in May.
Now to the story of a prank that involved a creepy-looking teddy bear left at a gas station. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Pat Harvey says it